Hey there and welcome to the Your Life Matters podcast, part of the Empowering Online Podcast and Coaching Series from mustardseedcoaching.co.uk. Hey friends, I hope you're well. Thank you for joining me in today's podcast for Your Life Matters. This is episode 7, 10 ways to improve your relationship with your partner. My name's Chris Allen, sharing my passion and energy for well-being, personal growth and healing for the heart, mind, body and soul. My calling is to help you break the chains of life that have been holding you back from the life that you want, the life that you need and the life you truly deserve. Today's quote is from The Wise Man's Fear by Patrick Rothfuss, which reads, "Anyone can love a thing because." That's as easy as putting a penny in your pocket. But to love something despite, to know the flaws and love them too, that is rare and pure and perfect. Let me read that again. This quote is from The Wise Man's Fear by Patrick Rothfuss. Anyone can love a thing because. But that's as easy as putting a penny in your pocket. But to love something despite, to know the flaws and love them too, that is rare and pure and perfect. We can be quick to justify ourselves in whatever is important to us, speaking our minds, expressing our thoughts and feelings. We find a reason, a best intention, but really, are we giving it the right attention it deserves? Do we love because? Focusing more on someone's good points and hoping that they outweigh their bad points. Maybe we kid ourselves, hoping that the bad things or habits that annoy us or grate on us will settle over time, and we don't address them or acknowledge them. Yes, it's important to notice and praise the good qualities, and quite possibly the things that attracted you to that person too, because these things are the stability, traits, and beliefs of that person. However, their negative qualities are also still a substantial part of them, even if there's hardly any, or there's more than a few and they're a bit of a lovable rogue. By loving them despite their shortcomings, we acknowledge their weaknesses, their troubles and challenges, and it sends a clear message that they're worth it all. You recognize their value more, and it shows how much they mean to you. Let's face it though, I mean, nobody is perfect, but we can help someone feel that little bit more special by the way we accept them as they are, recognizing their flaws and quirks whilst balancing our praise for their positives. When there's both love and friendship invested in a relationship, that relationship is going to be much stronger, with more peace and better communication. One reason that many relationships and marriages as well break down is that couples don't seem to work at keeping their friendship alive, so the connection slowly loses its spark as they drift further apart. Now, have you found that your intimate connection with your partner has become less close and you seem to just be going through the motions in your relationship? Maybe it's even started to affect your overall life satisfaction too, as your home life becomes more mundane. Now, according to research by Dr. John Gottman, longevity and connection are maintained best throughout the course of your relationship by the weaving of purposeful friendship. I love the way he's phrased that. longevity and connection maintained best throughout the course of your relationship by the weaving of purposeful friendship. Weaving sort of suggests sowing and planting a seed or forming a shape of some description, doesn't it? If we think about weaving as a craft and culture as well to a degree too, you know, it's like creating something, it's building something, you know. And if we're weaving, we're building, we're creating purpose, we're producing something, aren't we? And if we maintain that throughout the course of your relationship, imagine the wonderful friendship that you'll have with your partner. Now, if you've ever had a bank savings account, you'll know that to open a savings account, you need to make an initial deposit of money. By continuing to make more deposits into the account, your savings grow. However, if you only make a few deposits, it's not really going to grow properly and will just sit there, not really getting any interest, which is the top-up reward the bank offers you for being in credit with money in your account. There may even be a fee for having that account, so without feeding the account with new savings, your investment of savings will eventually start to lose value. Now, think for a moment on how important that is, and now consider it like a relationship. Not in monetary terms, obviously, but in value and time put into making it grow and become something substantial. It should be common sense that if you don't put in the time and work to grow and secure a loving relationship, then it's going to get stagnant. You'll both feel stuck, fed up, unfulfilled. And as things break down, there may be other unexpected costs or consequences as your feelings spread to other areas of your life. So today we're going to consider 10 ways that you can build a better connection and even a wonderful friendship with your partner, investing the effort you need to grow what you have and make it even more special. Our first way is to make time for each other. Make time for each other. Life gets busy with the day-to-day routines between work and children and maybe a social life if you can fit one in. So it's understandable that a relationship can seem to go on autopilot at times. Do you have a regular night out with your own friends? Or does your partner have one with theirs? Don't forget that you need time for each other as well, and that time shouldn't be limited to the daily routine either. Date nights are a great way to set time aside just to be together without the usual distractions, and allows for quality time to share, listen and show affection, as well as a chance to have more general chat that you might normally miss. When life gets busy and we have our own individual routines, don't forget that you have a life together too, and you need to make that important time to connect. Number two, show an interest in what your partner enjoys doing. Show an interest in what your partner enjoys doing. Naturally, you'll have your own separate hobbies and interests, and that's understandable, which you'll do in your own time or with friends. But do you make time to do things together in your spare time? Spending time together helps you to build familiarity with each other's routines. You can experience their likes and dislikes and get an understanding of what they like to do to relax or to offload. Now, you don't need to have the same interests as they do, but taking an interest in what they enjoy doing helps you to get to know them deeper as a person. It's also a great way to sneakily get ideas for what gifts they may like at special times of the year, or even just as a surprise gesture, which is lovely. Even if you don't share in the same things that they enjoy, you'll still get to understand them better as a person, what inspires them, what makes them smile and laugh, and the ways they like to unwind as well. Step number three, find interests that you can share. I think you'll probably have your own girls' or guys' nights out, or hobbies that you do on your own, like sports or gym time, or maybe even mindfulness and spiritual practices, something like yoga maybe. But having a shared interest opens up a lot of opportunities for you both. It doesn't necessarily need to be a regular every week kind of thing, like a big commitment to every week. It can be an occasional thing for a bit of a change, like a bike ride or a walk around the local park, going to feed the ducks in the nearby pond. Even trying something new together for the first time can give you both quite a rush of excitement and a lot of fun. Try considering things either of you haven't done before, or something one of you feels quite passionate about, and share the experience together. This is quality time, well spent together, and will bring you closer. Tip number four is to give each other praise and recognition. Give each other praise and recognition. Now, it's a relationship, and at times it may be hard work. But when your partner makes an effort to help you feel good, recognize it and show how grateful you are. Recognize the path that they're on for work or their career, and remind them how proud you are of them, so they can feel like someone actually cares and knows how hard they work. All too often, we can just focus on criticizing the things that they've forgotten to do, but wouldn't it be better for both of you to focus on showing appreciation for what they do to make you smile? Accept their shortcomings and don't judge them too much. Make sure you're doing more to build them up than bringing them down. That's very important. Now, if you're parents, then this is even more important, as we can often feel like we fail as parents or aren't doing enough when we actually do, but don't give ourselves enough credit. Remind the other one how special they are and how much you appreciate what they do. Number five. Support each other's goals and dreams. We all have dreams and goals, whether they're for you as an individual or something that you want to do together as a couple. But remember that your partner will also have their own dreams and goals too. The things that mean a lot to them and what they want to achieve for their lives. Perhaps they've had these in their heart since well before you both met, or maybe they've come to mind recently as something they'd like to explore. Be there for your partner and support their plans, especially if they're career focused, as these will give you both a more secure and happier future together. But even if it's a sole goal, i.e. an individual's goal, allow space for it. Whether you help them on their bucket list, share in their experiences with them, or let them do it on their own, respect what's on their heart just as you would want them to respect your own hopes and dreams. Step six, be on each other's team. As soon as you get married or you start a relationship with someone, you're basically stating that you want to spend a long time together, if not for the rest of your lives, depending on how you define your relationship. So this bond now brings you closer together than any other relationship you have, including family and friends. And when it comes to you and your partner versus the world, you should always take the side of your partner. Now, even if you disagree with what they've said or done, now, that's between you and them to be discussed privately, but outwardly you show unity and strength. Never take an opposing side unless there's a really big issue, as taking someone else's side is a quick way to destroy any trust or bond between you both. So never do or say anything that could leave them feeling insignificant or alone within the family circle. Now, just as close friends have each other's backs, so should partners, but even more so. Be there for each other and want the best for each other and work at helping that to happen. You both have a responsibility to build the other one up and support them, never to tear down and put down. So ground yourselves in your relationship by reminding each other of your future goals together. Step 7, laugh often. Laugh often. Life can feel more serious the further you get into relationships, with one of you or each of you feeling challenges and pressure from different angles. So it's good to release some of that pressure by sharing in fun and laughter with your partner. This not only lightens your mood and releases stress, but actually brings you closer together as you share in that moment. Making time to laugh and have fun and giggles and even silliness helps to get through the real life pressures of bills and money, work and family. It's also simple quality time spent together, which is wonderful for building any relationship. And of course, it'll bring you closer as you share something special on the same level, which can also improve the peace and grow the connection and intimacy in your relationship. Number 8, talk about everything. Talk about everything. You've probably heard the expression that communication is key to building anything realistically, and this is a necessity of relationships of any kind. Talk, listen and communicate with each other. Confide in each other and share how each of you feels. A relationship with no secrets and good interaction with each other makes your bond stronger, and your partner should be the one that you can talk to and listen to as well. You'd be surprised at how sharing with your partner helps them to understand you more as well, and the more they come to appreciate what you're going through too. But it's also not necessarily about talking through problems. It's actual talking with each other and sharing with each other that makes a difference. The difference is that you intentionally take the time for each other, actively listening, which is so, so important, and acknowledging what the other has said. It'll make each of you feel valued and appreciated more as well, which builds greater mutual respect. Tip number 9 is to keep the romance alive. Keep the romance alive. Now think about the honeymoon phase of your relationship. That time when everything about your partner seemed fascinating. You noticed everything from your partner's hair, the way they smelt when you cuddled into them, to the way that they joked and laughed, and the way that they looked at you with that little twinkle in their eye. Now hopefully there are still moments that draw you to your partner, but you may find that over time that spark gets a little bit less noticeable. The love may still be there, of course, but the desire to hold each other in your arms versus finding the time to actually be close may have become more of a chore. This is often the case when life gets so busy that you find it harder to have quality time together. Of course, it's not necessarily about sexual intimacy either, as quality togetherness could be as simple as being cuddled up on the couch with a good film or making time for date night and a home-cooked meal. Even talking and sharing with each other about your day or asking how they're feeling is important in keeping the interest up. Doing the little things like gestures of help, fetching warmed slippers from the radiator, or offering a cup of tea or coffee at the right time can make a difference. And of course, having a freshly run bath and a glass of wine or a ready-made dinner waiting for your partner when they come in from a long day at work can speak a thousand words in itself, as you're respecting their need for downtime to switch off and relax, but still showing tenderness and romance too. And let's be clear here that this isn't just aimed at women. This is important for men especially to learn too. And step number 10, forgive and be friends again. Step number 10, forgive and be friends again. When you're with someone, things can go up and down. We get that, yeah. People can go between hot and cold. Moods swing and change, and things can be said in haste sometimes. But relationships do grow and develop and gain strength over time, given the chance. But it's still a journey after all, and throughout that journey, there'll be undoubtedly be bumps in the road. If for the most part, these will be small disagreements rather than big fallouts. But there may be times when things go a little too far and someone gets hurt. Egos are bruised, emotions are opened up, views are spoken, points are made, and hearts are painfully exposed. So you have to ask yourself, what is more important? Gaining the upper hand in an argument, or repairing the damage to heal your relationship? How important is your relationship to you? Your bond with the other person, and your future with that person. You can't take things for granted in that any arguments and fallouts will blow over, as you may have done serious damage and broken essential trust with your partner. But don't bear grudges either, and be prepared to forgive and forget, or at least learn from a situation anyway. It may turn out that that person isn't right for you in the long run, but do all you can to clear the air, repair the wounds, and get things back on track. Even if you can forgive but can't quite forget, it will hopefully give you something to work it together to build things up again. Remember, healing can take time, but time is worth the investment if you believe in what you have together. A lesson my wonderful parents taught me was, don't let the sun go down on an unresolved argument. Clear the air so you can both have peace to sleep and can start the new day afresh with a clear blank page on which to begin again. That's so, so valuable, and I'll always carry those words with me. Let me just go through that one more time with you. They said, don't let the sun go down on an unresolved argument. Clear the air so that you both have peace to sleep and can start the new day afresh with a clear blank page on which to begin again. Isn't that lovely? How strong is the friendship in your relationship? Does it need some work to get it back to what it used to be? Have you been holding back in your commitment, or even holding on to past hurt from an old argument? What can you do or say to start to improve things? And most importantly, what changes can start within you in a way that helps your relationship to flourish? Well, that's our 10 ways to improve your relationship with your partner. And I hope that you've enjoyed this time and found it helpful and inspiring. Don't forget to register for the Your Life Matters Wellbeing newsletter for advanced notifications of podcast releases, quotes and affirmations, download links, helpful tools and tips, and other encouragement special offers, courses and products. We're actually about to launch a brand new series of coaching courses and packages which will help you with these sort of things, from working out what you want in life, what you feel you need and what you deserve, identifying any problem areas that are holding you back from enjoying your life, to goal planning, staying motivated and ultimately making positive change happen in your life. Keep in touch on our social media and website as well to find out more information that's coming soon, where you'll be able to get experience, the exciting and empowering one-to-one coaching with me to get your life back on target, past your obstacles, and to create a new freedom for yourself. And speaking of social media, every day I've been online on Facebook giving a live daily seed video throughout Monday to Friday with a thought for the day and extra encouragement. So be sure to use this URL that I'm about to give you so you can find all of our page's live videos in one place. And that URL is https://www.facebook.com/mustardseedcoachinguk/live. Now, if you're already on Facebook, just look us up on Mustard Seed Coaching UK and put in a /and live after that, and you'll actually be able to find our videos on our page anyway. So until next time, thank you for listening, take care, and God bless.